Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Madhava Kunja Vihare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Madhava Kunjabi Hare Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Vradhari Pedana Balabha Giri Vradhari Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Vradhari Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamana Tiravana Jadhi Jamana Tiravana Chadhi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihadhi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Dana Balabha Giri Vradhari Gopidana Vallabha Giri Vradhari Giri Vradhari Jasoda Nandana Brajadana Randana Jasoda Nandana Brajadana Randana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. This month is Nectar of Devotion Month. So step right up after the program and pick up your Book of the Month. And that's the topic that for this month will be spoken about, and I'm going to follow whoever has preceded me. This is going to be a two-part presentation. One is about the author, and then another is about the book. And about the author is the larger part. Srila Rupa Goswami is the author. This is titled Nectar of Devotion. So literally it's the ocean of the nectar of devotion. Sindhu means ocean. Bhakti rasa, amrita, nectar of devotion, an ocean of a nectar of devotion. And a little description of Rupa Goswami. He's pictured here as on our altar, one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. He and his brother, Sanatan Goswami, were chief amongst the six Goswamis. And for those of you that know the verse, we can recite together one of the verses of the Sad Goswami Astakam. These are eight prayers, Astakam, prayers in glorification of these six. And it's the prayer that's found at the beginning of Nectar Devotion. So you can sing along if you like. Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno Sadharma Sangstapako Lokanam Hitakarino Tribhuvane Manyo Sharanyakaro Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nandena Mattaliko Bhande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyago Sri Jiva Gopalago Bhande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyago Sri Jiva Gopalago. So I'll read the translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus, they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So that's the translation, or the word for word. This is an artist illustration of a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where the branches of the Chaitanya tree are described. Of course, you can see the principal branches are the Panchatattva members, but up here are also the six Goswamis in Vrindavan, and from them, so many other sub-branches and so many fruits and persons receiving the fruits of the Chaitanya tree, which come in the form of love of God. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed the fruits of love of God very liberally. And as this illustration shows, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, the love of God that he gave was the love of Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, not just an avatar of Krishna, but Krishna himself, as the painting shows, in the mood of Vrindavan. And so the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are likewise in the mood of Vrindavan, especially Rupa Goswami and the six Goswamis. Here's a translation of a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'll just read the translation. Before the creation of this cosmic manifestation, the Lord enlightened the heart of Lord Brahma with the details of creation and manifested the Vedic knowledge. In exactly the same way, the Lord, being anxious to revive the Vrindavan pastimes of Lord Krishna, impregnated the heart of Rupa Goswami with spiritual potency. By this potency, Srila Rupa Goswami could revive the activities of Krishna in Vrindavan, activities almost lost to memory. In this way, he spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Very, very important personality in the line of Lord Chaitanya and likewise in our lives. Here are some additional things that Prabhupada writes in his, this is a verse and then commentary from Madhya Lila, chapter 19 of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Srila Rupa Goswami the ultimate limit of the truth about Lord Krishna, the truth about devotional service, and the truth about transcendental mellows, culminating in conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. Finally, he told Rupa Goswami about the ultimate conclusions of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Lord Chaitanya instructing Rupa Goswami on the bank of the Dashashvamedha Ghat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Rupa Goswami all the conclusions he had heard from Ramananda Roy and duly empowered him so that he could understand them. It's one thing to receive teachings. It's another thing to understand them. And to understand them, to receive them is mercy, and to understand them is empowerment. Here is how Prabhupada describes. By entering the heart of Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered him to ascertain properly the conclusions of all truths. He made him an experienced devotee whose decisions correctly agree with the verdicts of the disciplic succession. Thus, Srila Rupa Goswami was personally empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The fullness of Lord Chaitanya's mercy was given to Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami received it in its fullness. We read, indeed, Srila Rupa Goswami, whose dear friend was Sarup Damodar, was the exact replica of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was very, very dear to the Lord. Being the embodiment of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, Rupa Goswami was naturally very beautiful. He very carefully followed the principles enunciated by the Lord, and he was a competent person to explain properly the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanded his mercy to Srila Rupa Goswami just so he could render service by writing transcendental literatures. And one of them is our book of the month, right over here, Nectar of Devotion, with a summary study of this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So here's just expanding a little on the glories of Rupa Goswami. When we have our functions, our ceremonial functions, the first one, first mantra that we recite is this one. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet? That's where we begin our prayers to the disciplic succession. In a book written about the followers of Lord Chaitanya called Gaura Gunadesh Deepika, it says that this Rupa Goswami, in his lila with Krishna, is none other than Sri Rupa Manjari. And here's a description of who Sri Rupa Manjari is. In Goloka Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani is lovingly served by eight principal gopis, of whom Lalita Sakhi is her dearest friend. These intimate maid servants of Srimati Radharani are assisted by eight main manjaris, with Sri Rupa Manjari being the leader. They please the sweet divine couple by carrying messages, preparing tasty beverages, stringing fragrant flower garlands, offering betel nuts, decorating the kunjas, fanning, etc. That's who Rupa Goswami is. And he's recording in his transcendental writings correct and detailed and very confidential understandings of the process of devotional service and the loving dealings in the spiritual world. I'm just going to read this at the bottom. Well, here's the painting. This is Lord Chaitanya reading a leaf, a verse that was written by Rupa Goswami. One day, when Rupa Goswami was hearing Lord Chaitanya during kirtan recite one verse over and over and over and over during the kirtan, Rupa Goswami wrote a companion verse that explained that verse. The mood of the verse that Lord Chaitanya was singing was like a love song. You know, woo woo, she loves him and she misses him, woo woo woo. One of those. You know those songs. Whatever the language is, whether it's a Bollywood film or a Romeo and Juliet or West Side Story or whatever it is, it's woo woo woo, she loves him and... So he was singing one of those. But Rupa Goswami understood his mood. The mood was, Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of Radha, feeling separation from Krishna when Krishna had left the rasa dance. And so Rupa Goswami wrote in Sanskrit a companion verse and put it on leaf, put it in the straw hut, roof of his hut, and went to take bath. Lord Chaitanya came to see him, didn't see Rupa, but he saw that leaf sticking out of the roof. And he read the verse. And he understood that Rupa Goswami understood his mind. So Lord Chaitanya showed the leaf, showed the verse to Ramananda Roy, and said, Ramananda Roy, how is it possible? He's understood my mind. And Lord Chaitanya said, I can only conclude one thing. Ramananda Roy said, I can understand one thing. You have given him your full mercy. Because otherwise he couldn't possibly understand. So this is Lord Chaitanya then confirming, yes, it's true. I bestowed upon him my transcendental potency. Now you, Ramananda Roy, also should give him instructions. In particular, instruct him in transcendental mellows. Because Ramananda Roy was expert. And Ramananda Roy was instructed to instruct Rupa Goswami so he could become more expert. And the fullness of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, in other words, had been bestowed upon Rupa Goswami. So here's the statement about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur describing the glories of Rupa Goswami. In 1933, at Srila Prabhupada's, there's our Srila Prabhupada, the author of the rendering of Rupa Goswami's book. At his initiation, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur instructed him, study this book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the law book on devotional service. And then again in 1937, when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati told his disciples, I advise you all to preach the teachings of Sri Rupa Raghunath with all energy and resources. Our ultimate goal should be to become the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Sanatan Rupa and Raghunath Goswamis. So, this is a verse by Raghunath Das Goswami found in Mukta Charita. Adhatanas trinam dantayar idam yache punak punak srimad rupa padam bhoja dulisyam janma janmani. Raghunath Das, among the six Goswamis, looks to Rupa Goswami as his shelter. Taking grass between my teeth, I pray repeatedly, puna puna, that I may become a speck of dust at Sri Rupa Goswami's lotus feet, birth after birth. That's how exalted is Rupa Goswami. In the pranam mantra for Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we find Namo Bhakti Manodaya Satchit Ananda Namine Gora Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate. And offering our obeisances to Bhakti Manodaya Thakur, we offer obeisances to Rupa Goswami. Bhakti Manodaya Thakur is the transcendental energy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a strict follower of the Goswamis, headed by Rupa Goswami. And similarly, in the pranam mantras for Bhaktisiddhanta, Madhuryojvala Premadya Sri Rupa Nuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the personified energy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, who delivers devotional service enriched with conjugal love of Sri Radha and Krishna, coming exactly in the line of revelation of Srila Rupa Goswami. And another, Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Apasitanta Dvanta Harine. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are the personified teachings of Lord Chaitanya. You are the deliverer of the fallen souls. You do not tolerate any statement against the teachings of devotional service enunciated by Srila Rupa Goswami. Here is a statement by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Rupa Goswami collected the essence of all the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and offered it as a gift to the genuine sadhakas. This is from his commentary on one of the books of Rupa Goswami. When Srila Prabhupada lived in Vrindavan and was preparing his translation and commentary on the first canto Bhagavatam. He stayed at the temple of Sri Sri Radha Damodar. In the courtyard of that temple is the Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi of Rupa Goswami. So this is taken from Radha Damodar Vilas. Excuse me, this is from the Nectar of Devotion itself, in this book that's our book of the month. The place of Rupa Goswami's bhajan, execution of devotional service, is commemorated still. There are two different tomb-like structures in the Radha Damodar temple. One structure is called his place of bhajan, and the other, his body is entombed. Behind this very tomb, I have my place of bhajan, but since 1965, I have been away. The place, however, is being taken care of by my disciples. Srila Prabhupada accepted sannyas on September 17, 1959. Then he moved into a room upstairs at the Radha Damodar temple and concentrated his energy translating into English, Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada writes, "This corner at the Radha Damodar temple is just like the hub of the wheel of the spiritual world. It is the center." This place that you see in the picture. "I eternally reside in my rooms at the Radha Damodar temple," Srila Prabhupada said. In fact, one day when Prabhupada was preparing his Srimad Bhagavatam commentary, Rupa Goswami personally appeared before him in the Radha Damodar Vilas. It's described, Rupa Goswami said, "Maharaj, don't worry about anything. Go ahead and travel to the West and preach. Just preach the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the chanting of Hare Krishna. You'll be successful. I guarantee, because I will be right with you all the while." So Srila Prabhupada felt great encouragement. Rupa Goswami personally appeared and spoke to him these words. This is a statement excerpted from a book on Srila Prabhupada's life, Mula Prakriti. One of his disciples interviewed different personalities. So the Vrindavan Institute, Vrindavan Research Center, the head of that place, during his interview, said as follows. Srila Prabhupada said he had received a visit last night in the courtyard by Srila Rupa Goswami's Samadhi. He saw some very beautiful persons. One was wearing only kopin and was chanting on large tulsi mala around his neck. His eyes were large like lotus flowers, and he was extremely effulgent. Also coming there was another personality, similarly dressed, but older and taller, very kindly to him. Behind them was a much younger sadhu whose beauty and sweetness were captivating. Swami Maharaj told me how they were Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami, and their nephew, Srila Jiva Goswami. He said they spoke to him and gave him mercy and guidance for his writing and for his future preaching. I tried to ask more, but this was all he would tell me. So our Hare Krishna movement today has a big influence of Rupa Goswami in the form of influencing our founder Acharya to complete his writings and feel encouraged and supported, and Rupa Goswami's commitment, "I'll be right there with you, don't worry." In the preface of Nectar Instruction, it's written, "The Krishna consciousness movement is conducted under the supervision of Rupa Goswami." Or in a lecture, Srila Prabhupada spoke, "We are called Rupa Anuga. Anuga means following, going, following the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. So at the Rupa Goswami is following his predecessor, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so we have to follow our predecessor, then we will be successful. So here's the, we're called Rupanugas, and here's the breakdown. Rupa indicates Rupa Goswami, and Anuga is a follower, so that's us, if we're doing things properly. We are Rupanugas. And here's our Rupanuga book, Nectar of Devotion, that Srila Prabhupada was instructed at the time of initiation, study very carefully. A follower of the Krishna consciousness movement should become a perfect Goswami, a perfect follower of Rupa Goswami. So that's part one. Who is the author of this book, Nectar of Devotion? Some perspective on the importance of the personality who compiled Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And now this is part two. It's just one slide. I'm going to take you through a very important principle that's instructed in Nectar Devotion, how to render devotional service or how to live your life in such a way that it's progressing spiritually. There's two other options. Become materially absorbed, that's one option, or another option is try to become spiritually situated without a proper understanding of how to be properly situated. So that what that looks like is giving things up, renunciation of things worldly, leaving you in a place that's impersonal. Not this, not the neti neti, those of you that are from India, you know that phrase. By discrimination, by Sankhya, analyzing, is this spirit, not this, not this, not this, not this. So what is spirit? It's not this. Definition by negation. And how do you live your life? You give things up. Not this, not this, not this. Then what's reality? Well, it's not this. It doesn't go beyond the definition by negation or impersonalism. Right here in the temple room, many times during the year, we have groups that come from colleges or Bible schools or, you know, different student groups, high school, college groups. They come here and they want to check us out, basically, you know, find out what is the Hare Krishna movement, or what is Hinduism, or whatever their, you know, their the place that they're coming from. And commonly they come during the morning program. One of the reasons they come during the morning program is in schools, particularly high schools, but also college, the difference between this religion, that religion, the other one is their rituals. That's how they teach. So they come when we do our rituals. And rituals is deity greeting. We bow down three times. That's a ritual. And then we take Charanamrita. That's a ritual. And then we do our Guru Puja ritual. And then we do our sit down and have a Bhagavatam ritual. Bhagavatam class. And then they take prasadam. That's a ritual too. But that's one they definitely like. So during those classes, often Jai Jagannath gives those classes, but before Jai Jagannath was around, I was around, and I gave some classes. And one of the common questions, I don't know if it's still a common question, besides asking people asking, what's the significance of the color you're wearing? Why do you shave your head? What's that stuff on your forehead? They ask those kinds of questions. They ask some other ones. One of them, it's not in the top 10 hit parade, but it's kind of common. It's In order to be a member of this religion, do you have to renounce all your worldly possessions? Meaning, from a Christian perspective, do you have to be monastic? Because those who enter monasteries, they take a vow of giving up all worldly possessions, at least except alcohol.
Whoops.
Renouncing all worldly possessions. So the answer that I give, or because it's been a while since I've given these classes, but the answer that I used to give was, no, you don't have to renounce all worldly possessions, but you have to renounce the misconception that you have worldly possessions to renounce. And they go, what was that? My neck hurts. That was whiplash. What happened? And then the explanation is, actually, we enter into the world owning nothing. We leave the world owning nothing. And in between, we're very busy accumulating things. And then we leave the world owning nothing. So actually, nothing belongs to us. But it does belong to someone. It belongs to Krishna. So the teaching of Rupa Goswami, this verse that I'm going to go through a little bit in detail, says, actually, everything belongs to Krishna. And if you utilize that which is in relation to Krishna, in service to Krishna, that's the complete form of renunciation. So now we have a third position. Stay in the material world and try to enjoy sense gratification. Try to enjoy Krishna's property. That's one. Let go of that. Try to renounce everything and become situated in impersonal, Brahman. You've all heard it. Become one with the Supreme. Become one with, renounce and become one with the Supreme. Everyone has heard it. There's a third position. The third position is everything that exists has a source of emanation. Aham sarvasya prabhavo, matak sarvam pravartite, Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, everything, matter and spirit, prabhava, I am that source of emanation. Then he says it backwards. I am the source of everything, everything comes from me. It's like checkmate. I am the source of everything, everything comes from me. And there isn't a third something. Prabhupada taught, there's matter and spirit. Oh, excuse me. There's Krishna, and there's Krishna's, and there's not a third thing. Very simple. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate. Since everything belongs to Krishna, complete renunciation is to recognize everything belongs to Krishna and utilize it in the service of the proprietor of everything. That's complete renunciation. I'll give two examples. I'm walking along the street. I'll give a real example. I was walking through an airport and I saw somebody's wallet, big, thick wallet. It was under a chair, you know, one of the benches. So, what do you do? Just keep walking because it's not yours. That's one option. Put it in your pocket because no one's looking. Or return it to the owner. So one kind of renunciation is just leave it alone because it's not yours. Another is make it yours. At least take all the money out and then leave the wallet. And credit cards and whatever else is good stuff there. And leave the rest. or find the owner and give it back to the owner. So I made a mistake. I just because I remembered it, when I saw this big thick wallet, I thought Prabhupada said you return thing to its owner. So I went to the counter, check-in counter, and there were two stewardesses, and I said, I found this on the floor, and they looked at me like I had holes in my head. And they said, nobody does this. I said, look at this thick wallet. He said, well, just make sure it gets back to the owner. And then I was thinking, you know, instead of 50 for you and 50 for me, who knows what they would have done with the wallet? I should have found the card and identified the owner. I should have done that. Anyway. Or here's another one. I'm walking along the street, and I see a Rolls Royce and a Mercedes and a whatever else, Ferrari and a, you know, some super duper car. And I say, I renounce it. And I renounce that one, and I renounce that one too. But it's not mine to renounce. And I could, you know, jiggle something around and, you know, zoom, zoom, here we go. It's mine. Steal it. Or somehow get enough money to get one myself. But it's not mine. So incomplete renunciation or attachment, or let everything, let whatever it is, be utilized in Krishna's service. So this is the verse that's Rupa Goswami's teaching that explains why it's the scriptural foundation for why we do what we do, why we lead our life the way that we lead our life, why Krishna instructs Arjuna, don't leave the battlefield, stay on the battlefield and perform your prescribed duty without attachment, because it's something that I want. He showed him the universal form, and all the Kauravas, they were already finished. Even if you don't do, you don't say, you say no, still they're finished. Look, there's my universal form. See them entering into the mouths of the universal form? It's already decided. So you can be the instrument, nimitta matram, bhavya savya sachin. You can be the instrument or not. So here's the verse. Anasaktasya vishayan yatarham upayunjitaha nirbanda krishna sambande yuktam vairagyam uchate. That's what to do. And here's what not to do. Panchakataya bodhya hari sambandhi vastuna mamukshubi prityago vairagyam palgo katyate. I'll do a little bit of the word for word. Those of you that know Hindi, you know what this word is, sambandha. Sambandha means relationship. Hari sambandha is that which is in relation to Hari. And vastu means stuff, things, objects, entities, stuff that's in relation to Hari. If you think, let me give it up, but it's in relation to Hari, it's palgu vairagya, it's false renunciation. It's incomplete renunciation. So this is the recommendation of Rupa Goswami, which is per the instructions of Lord Chaitanya. Anasaktasya vishayan. Vishaya means sense gratification, good old sense gratification. You know, the worldly program, sense gratification, vishaya. And this is anasaktasya. Asakti means attachment, and the prefix is without attachment. Without attachment, do things of this world. Do your duties in life. Yatarham upayunjitaha nirbanda Krishna sambande. So very similar to Hari sambandhi is those things that are in relation to Krishna, there's no bondage if you do all things in relation to Krishna. If you take up activity, you have a job, or you go to school, or you're a mother, or whatever's going on in life. Those things, if you do them accepting them to be in relation to Krishna and acting in that consciousness, Krishna consciousness, this is the Yukta Vairagya, the last line, Yukta Vairagya. Engaging Yukta Vairagya, with detachment. Engaging in service to Krishna with detachment, not attachment, with detachment from the sense of Vishaya. Not for the purpose of sense gratification, but for the purpose of Krishna's satisfaction. Doing all of activities of life, whatever it is. And if something doesn't fit in that category, you don't do it. Just don't do it. Because it's not for Krishna's pleasure, so you don't do it. So this is the translation. When one is not attached to anything, but at the same time accepts everything in relation to Krishna, one is rightly situated above possessiveness, vairagya, or anasakti, without attachment. Then the alternative, you try to give things up, rejecting things, without knowledge of that thing's relationship with Krishna, not using it in service to Krishna, it's incomplete. And it leads to a less than complete realization. It leads to an impersonal position. So Rupa Goswami is teaching devotional service. How to render devotional service. If you want to know how to, this book is for you. In detail, how to render devotional service. How to apply this principle practically. Prabhupada writes that Rupa Goswami didn't describe details, rather he described principles. Details can be adjusted. Principles can't be adjusted. They're fixed. Rupa Goswami is teaching those principles. How to lead your life in such a way? You go to Krishna. And you could say conversely, how to not make the mistake of doing one of the other two options. Simply trying to engage in worldly activity and sense gratification, or the second one that's here, renouncing it all and trying to become one with the Supreme. Rather, in devotional service, there's two, the servitor and the served. Actually, it's three. Servitor served in the process, or the exchange of love between the servitor and the served. Mutual exchange of love. Krishna loves his devotee as much as the devotee loves Krishna. Exchange of love is there in the realm of devotional service. So these teachings are found in Nectar Devotion. I invite you, if you don't have a copy, get one. And even if you can't get one, take one from the library and they'll let you read it. Read it, study it, and understand how to be rightly situated above possessiveness, where you don't have to renounce all your worldly possessions. You just have to renounce the misconception that you have worldly possessions to renounce. Accept them in Krishna's service. They belong to Krishna. He is the proprietor and we're the servant. Shri Shri Kishore Kishori Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So any comments or questions? We have a portable microphone. Bhakti Vinod. Prabhu.
So Srila Rupa Goswami is the chief follower of Mahaprabhu. And is my understanding...
You're on.
And it's my understanding that there's one verse that's the chief verse of Srila Rupa Goswami, Anyabi Lasita Sunyam.
Yeah, I didn't speak on that one because I assumed somebody else had already done it. Today's the first day.
Yes.
Oh, I should, okay. So go ahead, take it away, Bhakti Vinod.
No. Anyway, but that verse in my head is the chief verse coming from the chief follower, So if you can elaborate on that a little.
Sure. I'll steal the thunder from the next person giving their class. Maybe I'll just do a little preamble, and whoever gives the next class can speak more elaborately on that verse. So it's quickly, so I won't take away from the next person's class. There's two parts. There's the exclusive part, and then there's the inclusive part. The first is what bhakti isn't. That's exclusive. And then what bhakti is. Because the subject of bhakti, Rasamrita Sindhu, is bhakti, or devotion. Because it's through devotion that you can reach Krishna. So what is it? Well, before we say what it is, Rupa Goswami says what it isn't. What it isn't, two things, really simple: sense gratification and speculation. Jnana karmadya navratam. In fact, he says, you should take those two and let them no longer be a hankering in your heart. Abhilas. Like our god brother, Abhilas. No hankering for speculative knowledge. No hankering for fruitive activity. Well, if you don't have speculative knowledge, you don't have fruitive activity, what do you have? That's, and then, what bhakti is. Anukulye nanu krishnanu shilanam. Anukul and his companion pratikul. Accepting and rejecting. Anukul pratikul. Anukul yasya sankalpa, pratikul yasya varjanam. This is a Padma Purana verse where Parashurama Muni is teaching that one should accept those things that are favorable to Krishna, pleasing Krishna. If it's pleasing Krishna, say yes. And if it's not pleasing to Krishna, you say no. And that's a symptom of surrender. So, anukul yasya, anukul yena, Krishna, anushilana. Anushilana is a nice phrase. Shila means behavior, and anu means follow. You cultivate following those perfected souls who know how to please Krishna. Supposing you don't know how to please Krishna. If you're honest, you probably say, I don't know exactly how to please Krishna. But I know that there are those who know how to please Krishna, and I'll follow them. I'm not there yet. But they're there, or they're very close to there. They're much closer than I am. So I'm going to follow them. Anukul, in his introduction to Nectar Devotion, Prabhupada calls this a sort of cultivation. Bhakti, devotional service, is a sort of cultivation. That's his rendering of anushilana. We practice, we cultivate, simply trying to please Krishna. Cultivate, simply trying to please. How do we know how to please Krishna? It's right here. You want to know? It's right here. There are different principles. The application of those principles is going to be time, place, and circumstance unique. Individual, but principle is presented here. And cultivate that. That's sadhana bhakti. And you continue practicing that, cultivating that, it becomes spontaneous. Bhava bhakti. And that bhava bhakti becomes prema bhakti. And that's nectar devotion. It starts from this one verse that Bhakti Vinod Prabhu is speaking about. The whole of this awesome work is resting on this one verse. For more than fasting from beans and grains. And whatever that, you know, where should the pointer go? Where's the What's the level that's suitable for me? Well, one way to say is, it's a little stretch, but it's not too much. Putting it really simple. A little stretch, but I can do it. And I can do it every Ekadasi or regularly. And then another standard is, when you, according to suitability, that is something that will assist the sustainability of that which is suitable, is you open up some space, and then you put some hearing and chanting in there. On Ekadasi, increase hearing and chanting. And then it helps the sustainability factor of increasing a little austerity. Something like that. Supposing somebody is beginning chanting. I met somebody recently who's beginning chanting. And they were, you know, they're very... they were describing how they're really starting to like Krishna consciousness after... This was an older man, like 68 years old. And I asked him, you know, how's your chanting? And he... He's been more than that, some number of years. His wife departed. She asked him, recite Bhagavad Gita every day before she left. So he's been reciting Bhagavad Gita every day. But he doesn't really have a taste for chanting. But through association of devotees and his reciting of Bhagavad Gita every day, he's starting to chant. And, you know, gradually. So in our discussion, according to suitability, you know, you have it. It's difficult when you're 68 years old to start something that you haven't been doing your whole life. But he appreciates the value of it, and so slowly. And sustain. That's a suitability factor. Sustain it. And do that for some time. And then, with an eagerness, anticipation that I can maybe little more, sustainable little more, and then little more, and gradually, according to suitability, the spiritual connection becomes palpable, and you know, there's no sin anymore. Well, let me take another step. It's like that, gradual. Something else? On the ladies' side? I got my back to you, I'm sorry. Anything? Okay. Subal. Last question, then we'll go do our other ritual.
Thank you, Sri Rama Goswami.
The Prasadam ritual.
I was very... intrigue and sort of by the part that you explained on the verse that appear with Srila Rupa Goswami receiving mercy. Receiving the mercy is the understand. No, you receive the mercy with the knowledge, but actually to understand is becoming is being empowered to do that. So, and that empowerment allows him to not only be a perfect example, but also to teach it.
Yes.
And
yes.
I was wondering, you know, applying. We often say, you know, that it's such
Where's
a wonderful thing.
The empowerment supermarket?
Yes.
How do you get some of that?
The empowerment part, you know. I mean, one aspect, you know, you receive knowledge. And, you know, I understand to a certain degree, but, you know, we're talking now about that empowerment, you know, the...
Well, you know, that's in Krishna's hand. To keep it really simple, the verse that's spoken in Chaitanya Charitamrita, written by Krishna Das Kaviraj, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartana. So here we are. We're all a group of devotees. In different positions, but we're all a group of devotees. Someone becomes empowered amongst all the devotees. So... What's the reason? Well, one could say, causeless mercy of Krishna. One could also say it's eagerness for that mercy. It's not prior piety or prior, you know, something. Not a material cause. It's a combination of eagerness. Eagerness is that receptivity. If you want empowerment, if anyone wants empowerment, if you want to understand the mystery of empowerment, ramp up the receiver program, the receptivity. Something that I spoke during the Festival of the Holy Name, I gave a comparison between a cactus and the tree that's in the yard that's right next to the Brooklyn Temple. When visiting one time in Arizona, someone showed me how you can tell how old a cactus is. You can measure its height because a cactus will grow 1/4 inch in 1 year. And I said, wow, we got this tree right next to the Brooklyn Temple. You know where that deli was, and they tore it down because they're going to build something, and then they had a violation, so they had to stop, and they filled up the foundation with dirt. Now there's three big trees. They're practically as big as the Brooklyn Temple. And the leaves are as big as my computer. I mean, the leaves are huge. And the thing's growing and growing and growing. It's like, you know, 2.5 years, and the tree's several stories tall. It has something to do with the root structure. It has something to do with many things, but, you know, from a biological point of view, the root structure of a cactus is very little. It can't, you know, it's not much water to take, but it can't take much water anyways. It's just right for that climate. So if our receptivity, using that comparison, rather than being the cactus, being this plant that's flourishing, by receptivity. There's that field that's, you know, right next to the temple. There's some grass and, you know, the vines that grow up the side of the building. And anyway, there's different things growing, but those three trees, they're receptivity. So whatever it is, the qualification, disqualification, combination, whatever we're carrying, turn to receptivity, eagerness, or in Rupa Goswami's language, the eligibility of a candidate for devotional service is either one of two words. Sincerity, I sincerely want. Or greed, I intensely want. Sincerely must have. Not empowerment, but mercy, so that I can do my service properly. That's where attention should go. And then it's in Krishna's hand. He can empower more, can empower less. He chose Rupa Goswami, so there's some element. But there's a reason why he chose Rupa Goswami also. But of all the associates of Lord Chaitanya, so qualified. They were qualified in different ways. He selected Rupa Goswami. And others served in other capacities. Very wonderfully. Haridas Thakur, etc., etc. Wonderful devotees. So, from our side, sincerity, eagerness to serve, eagerness to be an instrument of service of Lord Chaitanya's will, Krishna's will. And then Krishna can do with us what he likes. Is that all right?
Thank you.
Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. Tonight, we will be serving dinner a little later, because right now is a small dance program, Bharatanatyam dance by Srimati Yamuna. She's visiting us all the way from Houston. So please don't go yet. Dinner won't be served until this program is over. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hemangi will make an introduction so you can hear.
You want to dance like this?
So if everyone can face the wall here, so leave some space for the our guest to perform her dance item. Everyone can sit here facing the wall this side. No, she wants to perform. Move back. You can move back a little bit and sit. So there's space for dance. Huh? Can you move this side, please? You can sit in the back. This is a dance program. All right. Go ahead and make the announcement with the public.
Yamuna Srinidhi is the director of Nityashree Center for Performing Arts in a well-known... is a well-known dancer, choreographer, and teacher of Bharatanatyam in India and the US. She has had 18 years of training in various styles of Bharatanatyam and Odissi under the expert guidance of great components of the Indian dance like Padma Bhushana Srimati Venkata Lakshmamma, Karnataka Kala Tilaka Muralidhar Rao, and Karnataka Kala Tilaka Nandini Ishwara. She holds a master degree in dance and is a graded artist of the Bangalore Doordarshan Kendra. She was conferred the title of Natya Kovide by the Prime Minister of India in 1997 in Chicago and was awarded an honorary diploma by Mayor of Santa Catarina, Mexico in 2010. She is the proud recipient of numerous awards at the state, national and international levels. As a teacher, she has transfused her knowledge of this traditional dance form to masses through innumerable lectures, demonstrations, master classes, workshops, and seminars in India and abroad. An ardent devotee of Lord Sri Krishna, Srimati Yamuna has choreographed many ballets and dance dramas on various episodes of Lord Krishna's life. The most noted and celebrated being Sri Krishna Darshanam, for the Houston ISKCON Temple fundraiser. Some of the other dance dramas choreographed by Yamuna included Om Shivaya Namaha, Save the Forest. She has organized a unique dance workshop in Houston for visually challenged children visiting from India and presented a splendid performance. And I also would like to tell that Srimati Yamuna is actually a dance teacher of one of our very dear Swati Murali from Houston. She has come here, she's performed, and she specifically requested if her dance teacher can perform in our temple. So that's how we came to know about her. So please give her a big hand.
Tajam, 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 t
वसुदेव सुतं देवं कंस चाणूरमर्दनं
Krishna. In my next item, I will be depicting the two mythological episodes of Lord Shri Krishna's birth in the prison and the Vishwarupa delivering Bhagavad Gita. 5,000 years ago in Bharata Bhumi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead made his appearance to fulfill his promise to protect his devotees and to destroy the evil, the demons. Can I have any one of you? I need one person to hold the mic, please. I'm going to just hold the mic as I speak. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Can you just hold it up to my mouth? There you go. Thank you. As per our tradition, Devaki's brother, Kamsa, took the rein of his chariot to drive the newlywed couple to their new home. On their way, they hear the celestial voice which declares the eighth child born to Vasudeva and Devaki would kill Kamsa. In extreme anger, Kamsa orders his guards to put this couple in the prison and to inform him if any children born to them. In this way, Vasudeva and Devaki loses six of their children to Kamsa's anger. When the time was auspicious for the eighth child to be born, a series of miracles took place. The Lord himself appeared in front of the couple and told them to take him to Gokula, where Vasudeva would trade his precious son to Yashoda's newborn daughter. Vasudeva's shackles broke. The prison gate opened. Seeing the guards fast asleep, Vasudeva took his precious son across the river Yamuna to Gokula. In this magnificent way, Lord Sri Krishna made his appearance in this world. Arjuna refuses to fight the war after seeing his gurus and relatives. Using Arjuna's reluctance, Lord Krishna spreads the message about the essence of life. He talks on five aspects: Atma, Paramatma, Kala, Karma, and Jnana. He shows his Vishwarupa and inspires Arjuna to pick up his weapon and fight the war, because that is his karma, the duty. Next item is Shri Krishna in Raga Riti Gaula and set to Adita.
Shri Krishna Kamala Nato Vasudeva Sanatana. Shri Krishna Kamala Nato Vasudeva Sanatana. Vasudevatma Jaga Punyo Leela Manusha Vigraha. Shri Krishna Kamala Nato Vasudeva Sanatana. Vasudevatma Jaga Punyo Leela Manusha.
Thank you. தக்க விம்மி தக்கிட்ட தக்க கரு தக்கிட்ட தக்க தள்ள தக்கிட்ட தக்க கரு
ಶ್ರೀ ಪದಾಂಬುಜ kaaniye panimani gerujita shri padambuja bharta sarathi ravyakto gita amrita mamodadi bharta sarathi ravyakto Gita-mrita mahodati patasarati patasarati
Haribol. The next item I'm performing is a Devanama. It's in Kannada language. Krishna Ni Begane Baro. Krishna Ni Begane Baro is traditionally done portraying the Vatsalya Rasa or the parental love of Mother Yashoda to her beloved son Krishna. However, today I will be portraying a very intense rasa, the Shringara rasa, or the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. The item begins with Radha looking for her beloved Krishna, who is very busy playing with his cowherd friends. She feels extremely happy after finding her beloved Krishna. She calls out to him, "Krishna, please come, come and play with me." But Krishna is very busy playing with his friends, teasing the milkmaids of Vrindavan and playing with his cows. Radha calls out to him, "Krishna, have you forgotten me? The joy we had with each other's company, we danced together, we enjoyed the festivities of Julan Yatra and Ras Leela, We frolicked through the forest of Vrindavan. How could you forget all this, Krishna? Later on, she tries to appease him by saying, Krishna, you are the supreme. You have the entire universe, the entire creation in your mouth. And you acted afraid after being caught by Mother Yashoda eating the mud. And when asked to open your mouth, you showed the entire universe in your mouth. Oh Lord, you are the supreme of all senses. You know my desires. Please come to me. Finally, Lord Krishna comes to Radha and they both together enjoy the bountiful fruits of Vrindavan. Krishna, ni begane baro.
Krishna, 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 Bye.
I would like to conclude my today's performance with the Tilana. Before I conclude, I would like to thank the ISKCON Temple Society of Chicago for inviting me and giving me an opportunity to worship the Lord through the divine art. Thank you so much. And my special thanks to Hemangi Mataji for organizing my performance today. And thanks to all of you for being part of this and encouraging the artist. Thank you very much. Also, I would like to mention, I would like to thank Mr. Praveen Jaligama, he's a renowned singer, and Ms. Radha Jagdish, she's right here, for hosting me in Chicago. I'm from Houston, recently moved to India. Thank you so much for your hospitality and taking care of me. Thank you so much.
ಧುನಿ ಕೂತಕ ದೀಪ್ ನಾದ್ರೆ ತೋ ನಾ ಬಾಚ ರಹೆ ಗೋರಿ ತಾಂ ದಿ ತಾಂ ತೈ ದಿ ತೈ ಧೀರ ಗೀತ ಧುನಿ ಕುತಕ ಧೀ ತಾನ ಗಾವೇ ತಕತ ತೈ ತದೈ 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 ತೈ ತದೈ ತದನದು ತಗಿಡದಗದಿ ತೀ ತಗಿಡದಗದಿ ತೀ ತಗಿಡದಗದಿ ಹತದೋಂ ಹದಕೋಂ ಹದಗೀತ ಧುನಿ ಕುತಕಧಿ ನಾದೃದೃತತ್ವಂ ನಾಚ ರಹಿ ಗೋರಿ ತಾಂದಿ ತಂ ತೈದಿ ತೈ ತಗಿಡದಗೀತ ಧುನಿ ಕುತಕ ಧೀ ಪದುಮನಾಭ ತುಮಾರಿ ಲೀಲಾ ಕ್ಯಾ ಕಹೋ ಮೇ ಸಾವರೋ ಪದುಮನಾಭ ತುಮಾರಿ ಲೀಲಾ ಕ್ಯಾ ಕಹೋ ಮೇ ಸಾವರೋ ತಾಪ ಸಂಕಟ ಹರಣ ಆಯೋ ಸೋಹ ಮಾರೋ ತಾಪ ಸಂಕಟ ಹರಣ ಆಯೋ ಸೋಹ ಮಾರೋ ತುಮಗರೋ ಪದುಮನಾಭ ತುಮಾರಿ ಲೀಲ ಕ್ಯಾ ಕಹೋ ಮೇ ಸಾ
Krishna, on behalf of Viscon Chicago, we'd like to present Srimati Yamuna Srinidhi with some gifts from Srila Prabhupada and a garland from the deities. Thank you so much for coming. Hare Krishna.
Vadarha. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. Krishna,
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Hare
Krishna
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Ram Ram,
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Wait, you're not.